Dreamscape presents Finding Napoleon by Margaret Rodenberg, narrated by Helen Lloyd and Rupert Degas. Power is only a small blessing, bad for the nerves. We should be creating masterpieces, masterpieces. Yevgeny Yevtushenko. A note to listeners. Years ago, when I learned that Napoleon Bonaparte tried to write a novel, I vowed to finish it for him. That brief handwritten manuscript still exists. In the Clisson sections of Finding Napoleon, I draw upon its words, ideas, and characters and expand it fivefold. So while the story herein is mine, I like to imagine young Napoleon, all elbows, lanky hair, and ambition, in a cold, candlelit apartment near Notre Dame, scribbling my source material. Margaret Rodenberg. Prologue. Albine. Unless you too stitched a white gown for the guillotine, do not judge me. But if you'd face the terrors I have, if you were Empress Josephine herself, I'd accept your judgment on my morals. If you were Napoleon's second wife, no, let's not talk of Marie-Louise more than we must. Since you're not Josephine, and likely an ember to her bonfire, I beg you to listen. Within these pages, learn secrets about Emperor Napoleon, whom I loved. He and I were of a piece, our hungers rooted in a bog of family, ambition, treason. We both had children to lose. We both had trust to betray. We both had seen better days. I expose our frailties for your entertainment. Oh, I don't pretend to be his equal. The Emperor inhabited a grand stage. I was a creature of the boudoir. History will remember me as a tendril in the forest of his life. Yet when we intertwined, one could break the other. I warn you, some of this is hearsay from people with tarnished reputations. Much came from the great man's lips when his body lay naked at my side. Part is from a novel Napoleon wrote about himself. I add spice to the stew. So know my Napoleon, know me, and I shall love you for it. For what but love matters? It is the holiest.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?